Dexter, a fawn-coloured French bulldog, lives with his human in an apartment in New York City. He eats food cooked especially for him, has four beds, and countless tennis balls. Size small, of course. According to his human, Dexter enjoys eating, sleeping, and sniffing. But Dexter has another life his human knows nothing about. He is the famous Detective Dexter. Every morning after his human leaves for work, Dexter puts on his detective hat, heads out onto the terrace, leaps onto the ledge, and hops onto the fire escape where he keeps an office. His trusty assistant, a Pomeranian named Peanut, is always early, and there is always a line of city dogs who need help. Barbara has summoned everyone back to Vizcaya. She's just come from talking to the fluffers and the shavers. Fergie de Meaux got his paws on the key, and now he's coming for the collar.
Both parts?
Both parts. We were too late to warn the fluffers and the shavers. It was too fast. He must have known exactly where both pieces were. The fluffers and the shavers are trying to figure out how, but... that is neither here nor there. Fergie is coming, and we must be ready.
Oui.
How can we help?
Yeah, this is all our fault. Let us help, please.
This would have happened no matter what. Do not blame yourselves. We have little time to waste. Once he finds the location...
We'll keep watch.
Go to the gates.
Baxter, can you get to the tops of the trees?
I can.
Then go. Stay over Elena and Julio. If you see anything, sound the alarm.
You'll hear me loud and clear.
Elena, Julio, and Baxter head to their positions.
Belinda, can you stay between here and the gates?
I can.
Call if you see anything.
Gotcha.
Belinda takes off. Everyone seems to be in position.
Phyllis, Rex, we will assume our emergency positions. Dexter, we form a triangle around where the necklace is kept. If we place you in by the lock, right on top of the place where the collar is kept, would that be all right?
Mais oui, of course. I will guard it with my life. And if Fergie shows, perhaps I can reason with him.
There is no reasoning with him. And be careful, do not forget, he's a cat. He might not come on paw, but from the trees.
I will be ready. And I assume you will be very close by?
Oh, yes. Very.
Yeah, good. Show me the spot. We cannot waste another second.
Phyllis, Rex, positions. Dexter, follow me.
Phyllis and Rex disappear into the trees. Dexter stays close behind Barbara through the bushes, all the way to the other end of the property.
There.
Barbara marks the spot.
Any sign of movement, let out a small growl. We'll hear you.
Okay.
Barbara disappears into the bushes. Dexter looks down. He's standing on dirt. There's no lock. Then... he scrapes a bit away with his paw, and there it is, a metal door. He puts the dirt back over it and watches. All is quiet. All is still. They wait. And they wait. And they wait. Baxter is high up in a palm tree. He can see Julio and Elena below. There is not a bit of movement, and not a sound besides the buzzing mosquitoes and the occasional car going by on the road. Baxter is almost about to give up and get some shut-eye when something moves below. It's inside the gate.
They're here!
Baxter?
Baxter.
That's the tree frog. He sees something.
Keep your eyes peeled!
Everyone is on high guard. Elena and Julio look down, across and up the street, but there's nothing there. Baxter keeps his warning going. Something moves in the tree next to him.
In the trees! They're in the trees!
Suddenly, all of the trees begin to shake. And then... the meows come from every which way.
It's the riffraffers.
Fergie and his gang of cats, the riffraffers, have arrived.
Keep your head up. Stay strong.
I can't figure out where it's coming from.
It's coming from everywhere.
Remain focused.
Dexter spins around looking up. Then it hits him. Just as it actually hits him. The meowing from above is a distraction. Coming on Paul. Something launches itself onto Dexter. It's a cat. It grabs hold.
Get off of me.
Dexter tries to stay over the spot, but the cat begins to scratch him.
Stop it. Stop it at once.
Barbara, Rex, and Phyllis burst out of the bushes.
Oh, it is on me. Help, aidez-moi. Help.
Dexter turns in circles, trying to shake the cat off of him. But it's got too strong a grip. The Dobermans try to pry the cat off, but it's no use. Let's fly from the trees and scoop them up. The Dobermans are caught. The nets fly up into the air. Then, in a flash, the cat leaps off of Dexter, and a net flies down, trapping him too. He is pulled up off the ground, joining his friends.
Fergie!
Gotcha!
To be continued. Find out what happens on the next episode of Detective Dexter.